The following is the last 20 minutes of an April 18th, 2005, two-hour interview by Hephzibah Boa of Eye on the Future Radio with Jordan Maxwell.
And then one day, if you get out of line and begin to, quote, think un-German thoughts, end quote. That's what the Jews were warned about in Nazi Germany. The Jews were told, you better keep your mouth shut and not think un-German thoughts. If you're questioning Herr Führer, you're questioning the methods of government.
Uh-huh.
Remember, Herr Führer represents the government, and you don't want to go against the government, end quote. When I was 19 years old, I came to California, and I joined a German-American friendship club here in Los Angeles because I loved the German people, and I loved the German atmosphere. I love all the people of the world, but I love their culture, and so I used to go to the parties, the German parties, and the food was great, the dancing, it was all a wonderful entertainment. And then, because I was 19, I already knew that I could get away with things at 19 that you couldn't when you get older. So I played dumb, and I would play dumb purposely. And sitting at the table with all of these German, old German families, and they all knew me well, they were my good friends. And I would ask them, I said, tell me, because I'm just a teenager, you know, but tell me, didn't you know who Adolf Hitler really was? Didn't you know where the money was coming from, who was financing Hitler? Didn't you know what he was doing to the Jews and to other people? How could you not know what was going on? And all the different old couples would tell me the same thing. They said, Jordan, seriously, we did not know. We just were unaware. It was the government. We were, you know, you don't want to go against the government, obviously. If the government is doing something, that's the government. You follow the government, whatever the government tells you. If you don't follow the government, you go into jail. And so consequently, this went along because obviously it is the government. And the government's doing something. Well, I mean, they're putting us to work and we've got families. And at least we're eating and now we have a job. And after all, whatever, you know, Hitler may have been whatever, but at least he was the head of the government. And so we didn't know. We just didn't know. Well, now I look back at 65. I look back on those years. I was 19 sitting with those families. And now I know what I suspected then, but now I know. Now, the reason why these old German couples did not know about Hitler is because they chose not to know. It would be better if you just played dumb. And maybe if you're not Jewish, they'll leave you alone. Or maybe if you are not some other group that Hitler has decided is undesirable and will be dealt with accordingly, well, once you see your friends being arrested at 2 o'clock in the morning and taken out and beaten and never to be seen again, it would be wise for you to just play dumb. Just go to work, do your job, and shut up. Because if you open your mouth, you are now un-German, and you are now questioning Herr Führer, and you know what you're going to get, and your wife and children you have to protect, you have a job to protect, you're getting money from your work to eat and to live, so it's just because they're taking your Jewish friend off tonight, and they come to arrest the Jewish family next door, just shut your mouth and watch TV, basketball's on, and don't worry about it, but just thank God you're not Jewish. Thank God that you are not Jewish because, well, we all know what's going to happen to them. And so, therefore, that's why one clergyman who was intellectually honest said, you know, something to the effect that when they came for the Jews, I was not a Jew, so it didn't bother me. And when they finally came for all the other people, I didn't say anything about none of it because I'm not any of it. And now they're coming for me. Now they've got an order for my arrest. And now there's nobody here to stand up and protect and help me because all the other good people are already either dead or in prison. And so the bottom line is, what goes around comes around. And we are now seeing the entire world being led into the last and final days of an old order of freedom, liberty, and justice on the earth. We're now seeing the entire superstructure of Western civilization crumbling before your very eyes, and like the song that Merle Haggard sang many years ago, called Jesus Take a Hold, what you're seeing is the world is the Roman Empire, and the entire superstructure of Western civilization is based on the Roman Empire. And like Rome, it is now crumbling. And just as the Roman Empire began to crumble in the 4th century and began to go down fast, and Rome was now being invaded by hoodlums and illegals, etc., etc., and the Caesars could not do anything about it because they needed the money and the support. And before you know it, the entire superstructure of Rome and the ancient Roman Empire became a holocaust of violence, death, destruction, and jails, prisons, and sexual crimes against people. It was an incredible destruction of an ancient empire.
Yeah, but Jordan, when you say that, how many of the listeners that are out there, how many people that are here are realizing that we have prisons sitting empty, brand new prisons, capable of holding 200, 300, 400, even a million people sitting empty with gas chambers and crematoriums and railroad cars with portholes in it, CNN-type buses that they can get in but cannot get out. Is it so that the people are going to do? I'm a survivor of World War II. I lost my family there. Is it going that they are going to do the same stupid thing? And are they going to sit there and do nothing?
Well, you have to remember that history repeats itself, as Franklin has said, for those who will not learn from history are bound to repeat it. And consequently, the people of the Roman Empire, once the empire began to go in decline, once the empire started going under and there was no longer any rule of law, there was no longer any protection by law, law was now simply whatever Caesar decided to say was law, that's what the law is. And if tomorrow Caesar gets up and decides that something different he's decided is the law, what are you going to do about it? Caesar said this is the law, and you say, well, but wait a minute. We have a constitution. No. You don't have a constitution or a bill of rights. What you have is Caesar, Augustus, Tiberius, or the August one, who has now decided for himself, because obviously he is emperor of the empire, he has decided that you have nothing to say about it. You or your God has nothing to say about it. He will decide whatever the law is, and anyone who's got any good sense and any brains will go along with it. So therefore, all of the well-fed, cigar-smoking, steak-eating, Mercedes-driving attorneys will make sure they go along with the law.
That's right.
And if the law says that this old lady, who is 80 years old, is to be thrown out of her home, well, remember, this is the decree of Caesar. And we are naturally would want to go along with the law. And my point on all of this is simply this. I understand the human condition of being frightened to death of a gang. I personally the Jews kept their mouths shut in Nazi Germany up to a point where they began to see it's over. It's finished. You open your mouth now and you're going to get it anyway. But if you open your mouth, they're going to come to you first because you're going to get it anyway. And consequently, you don't, all of a sudden, you are frightened because now you see that your wife and your children, or your husband and your children, and your family is now undesirable.
But if you look back,
you dealt with accordingly.
But if you look back, Jordan, at the war, at what happened in the Netherlands and in Belgium, and you step back of what happened there, and you're going to say to what I'm seeing here on the audience and people, why, if people are getting the information, and of course we are giving the information like as much as we possibly can, why aren't they preparing, and why aren't they in a state of cautiousness to make sure that they are going to step out of the way because the train is on the track and it is coming? We told people there would be a monetary crash in December 2006 or 2005. You know, January 6th, but what is it? Why are they not organizing, and where is their level of compassion?
Well, let me at this point make a couple of announcements concerning myself.
Yeah.
Because we only have a few more minutes. First of all, I have never, and I will never present myself to an audience as being the world's foremost authority on anything.
No.
Because if I have learned anything in the past 40 years or more, I have learned how much I don't know. And therefore, as the people who are the most pathetic people you will ever come in contact with are those people who know everything about everything, and everything is just fine. Their children are in school, they're going to college, and they've got steak on the broiler tonight for dinner, and they've got beer, and they've got their home, and their families are well fed. And so who the hell cares about children who are being raped and plundered in Africa to start with? I mean, after all, who the hell cares? Second, most important, is you don't want to rock the boat. And besides, if some people have to die, whatever, it's just, that's life. So just be happy that you have a new Mercedes, and be happy that you've got a nice home to live in, and just shut your mouth, go along to get along, or you're going to be the next one they're going to be arresting at 2 o'clock in the morning, and where the Jews are going, you're now going. So the point is, I am not the world's foremost authority on anything. Again, I would say, I feel far more at ease to say that I am an ordinary man pursuing extraordinary knowledge. I'm just an ordinary man, but I am not stupid.
Uh-huh.
And what I bring to the table is this. I do not bring brilliance or intelligence to the table in any conversation that I'm in. What I'm doing and saying is not brilliant or highly intelligent. It actually doesn't require much of anything to figure out what the name of the tune is here. And everybody most likely knows it. But very few people want to say anything about it. Well, the only reason I am putting myself out on the line to talk about the things I do is for this reason, and I want to clarify why I do what I do, who I am and what I do. I'm not an authority on anything. I am merely an ordinary man pursuing extraordinary knowledge. Now, why do I do what I do? The reason why I continue knowing what I know and understanding and knowing where this is going, and I know it's coming. I already know where all of this is going to end up because I watched history from 1933 to 1945. I know how Hitler came into power. I know what Hitler did while he was in power.
Yeah. America.
I know how the people loved him and crawled on their knees to show the emperor how much they loved him. But I'm also well aware, you don't have to be a genius to figure out and read the history of what happened to the German people in 1944 to 1945, when the entire country of Germany was plundered by the Allies and the Russians, when the fascist Nazis who had destroyed the great German Republic had left and had made enemies all over the world, and then one day it all came home.
Uh-huh.
The Russians came in from one side, the Allies came in from the other, and Germany was absolutely laid low, destroyed. Bombs going off, fires mm-hmm. everywhere, people were dying in the streets. Hey, that's what God does. What goes around comes around. If you don't learn from history, you're bound to repeat it. So it's called karma. It's a karmic thing. What you do comes back on you. Now, why do I do what I do? I do it because of one reason only. There is no legitimate or intelligent reason for a man my age to be putting his life on the line, and make sure you understand that that is precisely what anyone does if they talk about this kind of stuff now. In America, you can be arrested as a terrorist for vouching in public.
That's right.
We are now a fascist, totalitarian, Nazi state. And consequently, anyone who, quote, thinks un-German thoughts, end quote, will be dealt with by the authorities. And they don't need to have any law. They'll just knock on your door at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you are finished. Now, why then do I do what I do? It is simply this. When I was young as a child growing up, I wanted to know. I was one of those strange kids that was not playing football and basketball and tennis ball and playing with the kids. I was always wondering why. Why is this and why is that? And I would spend a lot of time sitting in libraries, talking to librarians, talking to older people when I was 7, 8, 9 years old, carrying on adult conversations with priests, with monsignors, with all kinds of adults, because I wanted to know. Of course, not too many people have that kind of a bent in their personality. But I wanted to know. I was interested, and I realized if you want to know, well, now you're talking about education, and it's going to cost you something. And so I made a conscious effort to decide that I want to know, and I'm going to make it my business to read everything I can, talk to anybody I can, and really get to the bottom of something. Whatever it is I'm doing here, whoever it is we are, I want to know, and I'm going to do whatever I can for the rest of my life to dig down as far down into the darkness of human, of the human life we live, to find out what is going on here. Who are we? Why are we here? What is, pay my rent when the Queen of England rides around in a gold chariot? Something is wrong here. Therefore, the people who were paramount on the cutting edge, intellectually speaking, the people who were paramount, who were on the cutting edge, who were putting their life on the line to teach those who wanted to know. I always admired great teachers and great philosophers and intellectual and spiritually minded people who were on the cutting edge of truth and intellectual honesty. And I sought to know, what do you know? What can you tell me? I realize today most people don't give a damn.
Oh, you hit the nail on the head.
All right, but listen to me. There are many people who are spiritually and emotionally disturbed because they may not know everything, but they know enough that the world itself is now in a downward spiral, and they know that something is coming. And I don't care how well fed you are and how happy you are and how much money you've got, everybody knows there's something wrong. And something is coming. And therefore, just as I wanted to know as a child and as a young person and all my life, I have always admired people who were brave to tell the truth so that I could know it.
Mm-hmm.
Even if somebody else in town cared, I care. That's why I do what I do. I do not do what I do knowingly for the world and the public at large. No, I do what I do only that I might pay back to the great masters and the great teachers of the world, the great men and women who stood for truth and honesty and decency against the world of darkness. That's what I want to be a part of. I want to be remembered as someone who stood up for truth and caused the people to question authority. That's who I am. I'm not a master. I'm not an authority. I am an ordinary man pursuing extraordinary knowledge. And I want to thank you for being with you tonight.